So kind of, and I was kind of like you, I was very like, oh my gosh, you know, in order to attract my ideal client, I can't really show them, you know, my spiritual side, and I can't really show them, you know, what my values and what my beliefs are. And again, finding my own spirituality and really going through my own growing process, I was able to, again, be okay with merging the two. And business is my life. Like I always tell my clients, like I don't differentiate my meditation from my client calls, from my scheduling, from posting on social media. Like business is just evolved into my life. And I don't separate the two just because I would drive myself crazy. Like, okay, from this time to this time, it's business. From this time to this time, it's personal.
Welcome to the Not a Regular Empath podcast with your host, me, Tiffany Purdy, an intuitive life coach for badass women with moxie who aren't settling for anything less than their absolute best life. To learn more, find me at www.tiffanypurdy.com. So how are you? How's everything? Tell me everything.
Oh my gosh. I'm really good. Business is crazy, but it's exactly what I asked for.
Right.
It's been like go, go, go pretty much all year. 2018 is just going to be just as kind of crazy, if not crazier than 2017, but it's so amazing. I'm blowing my own mind with what can change in the past, like in a year to 2 years. And I'm just like really excited for 2018, really excited for everything that we're working on. We've been doing live events and like new workshops and group coaching programs. So like, I literally just take an idea and run with it.
Expand. So, yeah. That's what it looks like. That's exactly what it looks like from the other side. It's that it's just like constant expansion, and I love it. It's so beautiful. It's so inspirational to so many people too. So that we get it like recorded and everything. Tell me, you know, who you are, what you do, your biz, like everything about it. Give us your elevator speech or whatever.
So cool. So my name is Karina Ramos, and I am a business consultant and growth strategist. I own The Voyage Society, which is a marketing agency for creative entrepreneurs and small businesses. And we really focus on just helping entrepreneurs skyrocket their business, monetize their brands, and really create that legendary branding that everybody's kind of reaching out for, but in a very authentic way, in a very way that just, it's very real, it's very you. We're not trying to stick you in this box or this template or this one size fits all. Like I'm a very big preacher on that. So we really just find customized marketing solutions for our clients based off of where they're trying to go and where they're trying to grow and what their goals are.
God, I love that. I love that because there are so many people out there who are, you know, it's hard. It's hard to be a freaking entrepreneur, you know? So we go through this like, oh, well, I see what so-and-so is doing and pink seems to work for her. So let me use, you know, that color. And even if it doesn't mean anything to me, and even if it's not going to resonate with my audience or who I think I might be trying to talk to, you know, let me just use it anyway, cause I don't know what to do.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, so I think it's so beautiful that you do that. And of course, you know, Karina here is one of the strategies, the brains behind Manifestation Bay with Catherine Zankina. That is obviously, she's obviously one of your like bigger clients, if not probably the client that takes up all your time.
Her business, Manny Babe, definitely takes up a lot of our time, which is fine because we have a combined business ourselves that we are currently working in with the Biz Babe events. And our live events and our retreats. And then with everything that we have kind of in the works for 2018, all three of our businesses are just kind of becoming like one big
synergy.
Yeah. It's just like one big ball of kind of, we just put our hands in whenever we can. She's always go, go, go. I'm always go, 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 like in our own kind of ways, but we always bring it back to being able to kind of combine the practical side of what I teach and what I know, and combining the mindset and success strategy part of what she knows and her NLP background, and really giving people an explosion of content. But again, in a way that's just very authentic, and it's very, like, we tell all of our girls who come to our live events, we're like, just take what resonates with you. Like, it's literally 24 hours of content. Just take what resonates with you. Whatever resonates with you is what is supposed to stick with you at this time and moment. And then we have so many clients that come to us 3-4 months afterwards. We're like, oh my gosh, you know, that one module that you guys were discussing or talking about in the live event or in this workshop, you know, I didn't need it then when I was actually, you know, going through the program or sitting in the room. But now 3-4 months, this situation came up and I'm so glad that I got that knowledge. So, it's really just, again, just combining what we both know and what we both love to teach and giving people both aspects. Like, you can't, I mean, we run our business pretty woo and very spiritual, but you got to have both the practical and the woo in order to have a very explosive brand.
Absolutely. Well, and so that's actually that's like a perfect segue into what I was going to ask you next, which was, you know, it is so interesting for someone on the outside, right? So it's only, I've always been woo, but it's only been the last year or so that I have realized that I can have it both like come together with my business.
For sure.
So and I was in, you know, marketing branding before, which is it's such a black and white, like not a woo thing. Mm-hmm. So first of all, how did you come to this, you know, explosive realization? And, you know, what are some of the, I guess, practices that you do in your woo?
Yeah, for sure. So kind of, and I was kind of like you, I was very like, oh my gosh, you know, in order to attract my ideal client, I can't really show them, you know, my spiritual side, and I can't really show them, you know, what my values and what my beliefs are. And again, finding my own spirituality and really going through my own growing process, I was able to, again, be okay with merging the two. And business is my life. Like, I always tell my clients, like, I don't differentiate my meditation from my client calls, from my scheduling, from posting on social media. Like, business is just evolved into my life. And I don't separate the two just because I would drive myself crazy. Like, okay, from this time to this time, it's business. From this time to this time, it's personal. I try to find a happy balance between both. So do you want to know about like my woo and business side, or do you want to know just like what I do on a spiritual side just for me and like my growth?
I think both. To be honest. Okay. Yeah. I think because I have, so, you know, there are going to be people who, listening right now, or not right now, but you know what I'm saying, who are business owners or maybe like want to start a business or are aspiring, but then there are definitely plenty of women who have happy, you know, careers, they're good in their careers, but it's more like of their personal, emotional, woo kind of spiritual self that they're growing. So really both would be beneficial.
For sure. So when it comes to my business and being able to, again, I can't differentiate the two just because it doesn't work that way in my mind. So I have a business, I have a business journal that I do just for visualizing, and just jotting down like my ideas. That's just for my business. I wake up every day and I write about the ideal client that I want to attract to me. Cause again, business evolves. I'm not stuck on like your client avatar, and that's it. It is what it is. It evolves as you evolve. So to me, every single day, my client avatar can have something new that she wants to work on or a new problem that she has, or he has, regardless of kind of what I'm personally going through. So I love to kind of just touch base with my client avatar pretty much every day in my journal. And again, too, your client avatar is who you design and who you create. It's not based off of industry. It's not based off of what you know, what you don't know. It's just who you want to work with. Like, it could be Anna, like Catherine's client avatar. It's funny, when we did this exercise with her, her client avatar was Anna with a bulldog named Pickles. That doesn't mean that everybody named Anna with a bulldog named Pickles is going to come to her business. It's just a matter of having those characteristics and being in touch with what those characteristics are so that you can attract that client to you. So I do that pretty much every day. I also write down what I'm grateful for in my business. So I'm grateful for my team. I'm grateful for my computer. I'm grateful for my Wi-Fi because I was out of the country and Wi-Fi wasn't that great. So like when I came back to the United States, I'm like, hell yeah, I'm so grateful for Wi-Fi. Like, I'm so grateful for the things that allow me to run my business. And I feel like, again, being in touch with that part of it just helps my business run a lot smoother. Yeah. And then on the personal side of it, I have a personal journal where I just kind of vent to my journal. regardless of what it is, whether it's business, personal, like it's just my venting overall journal. I love taking baths. I love essential oils, like love essential oils. I could like bathe in them. I love my crystals. Like my crystals are my jam. I'm always my cards. I love my cards. So like that's more on the, personal side of my boo, but I still like, I use my pendulum to make business decisions. I use my cards to make business decisions. So like, yes. Again, it just wraps back. It just kind of like wraps back and forth. I don't try to really differentiate the two other than in like my two journals that I keep for my business and one for my personal.
Right. Cause that's what feels good to you.
Yeah, exactly. And that's my balance.
Yes. Like I love emphasizing like, and I love that that is what your emphasis is. It's just whatever resonates with you, whatever feels good to you, because like, I feel like everyone out there, whether they're a coach or, you know, personal coach, business coach, it's like they have the answer, right? Yeah. And that the answer is that you've got to do what they do and it's X, Y, Z. And if you don't do it like this, you're not getting it right. And that just like drives me up the fucking wall. Yeah, it's like,
for sure. Or like the secret to your first six-figure month or the secret to 100,000 social media followers. Like that shit doesn't exist. It doesn't, it just doesn't. And again, like I own a marketing agency. There's no way that I can give a template to one client and assume that it's going to work for the other 20. Like, it's just, it like mind blowing that even people do this. And to me, it's an integrity thing. I just know it doesn't work. And again, that's during our live events. Like, that's what we preach. Like, just take what we're just showing you everything that we know.
Yes. We are we're dumping our knowledge out in front of you. Like,
if it works for you. Yeah. If it works for you, it works for you. If it doesn't, it doesn't. That wasn't meant for you at that time. So again, that's just, we practice what we preach, and I'm really big on there is no one answer to anything. And also if you don't know the fucking answer, say you don't know the answer. Like that is another thing. People are like, oh, well, you know, blah, blah, make up some BS statistic or some BS template that's going to work. And it's just not like that. Like to me, there's always room for customization. There's always room for, personalization. And I feel like we've lost that in the digital kind of world. So that's that.
I completely agree with you. I think that there has been a lot lost. The way that you were phrasing something just now, you said like, I leave a lot of room.
For customers.
There's something about the way that you were saying that, because, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about how rigid a lot of, you know, like my previous marketing experience and, you know, a lot of marketers out there and the people who have these templates and these laws, you know, almost of marketing, you know, like you've got to have your SEO exactly right. You've got to have your email subject needs to be just like this. And you have to have X number of subscribers because otherwise you will only convert this much. And it's like, those are rules that you're making for yourself. Those are rules you're making for your business reality. And you have set those laws up now. So now that's what happens. And
exactly.
Because you just leave it open. I'm open to this. I'm open to whatever. I'm open and ready to receive. Yeah, I'm open and ready to receive whatever is going to serve my business in the highest good. I love that.
And one of my favorite quotes I always tell my clients this is like, if you don't create the rules of your own success, you always live by someone else's. And that's like, I live that. That's my mantra, like tattoo it on your forehead when we start working together. Because if you don't take the time to literally just sit down and figure out like, what are my rules? What are my business rules? What X, Y, and Z that I'll take? What's X, Y, and Z that I won't take in my business? And literally it's like mind blowing to see how your business actually follows those rules. That's my mantra that I live by. Like if you don't create your own rules of success, you'll always live by someone else's. That's my biggest advice. That's my biggest takeaway.
Dying. And it's so funny because it's like this is not like a revelation to be like, I will like, it's so funny how a coach of something, like, and I'm sure you get caught up in this yourself, like Catherine will probably say something to you mindset-wise, and it's literally the same thing, but it's just like
moving. Oh, yeah, it's just the way that someone says it, yeah.
It's like just removing this up, like you could ever just replace like business laws with like relationship laws. You could have replaced it with, you know, food laws or whatever, you know, like fitness laws. And like, this is the standards. Like I will not drink like, or not, I will not drink, but I drink water because it feeds, my, you know, it hydrates.
The I ams. Exactly.
Exactly. And it's, you are so fucking right. Like you could just decide like what you're available for. Like I'm just, this is what I'm available for.
Exactly. And once clients, like that's literally like one of the first things that we talk about in BizBabe is like, we create your rules. What are your rules? This has nothing to do, it could do with your personal life, but what are your business rules? Like, this has to do with the type of client that you're going to attract. This has to do with the type of hours that you're going to set for your business, what you charge for your services, and knowing what you're worth. If you're not clear on any of that stuff and you're not clear on what your rules are, that's where everything kind of starts to get muddy and everything, you know, you start charging $300 for, you know, a 6-month package and that kind of stuff. So knowing exactly what your rules are is like detrimental in your business.
It's true. Yeah. It's so, when did you learn that for yourself?
So this year, for sure, because this is like the first, I've owned several businesses. This is my third business that I've owned and kind of started. So I've kind of like bounced around with what I've wanted to do, but this is like,
We talked about that the first time and same. And like, this is the one where both of us, we've like found our space.
Yeah. This is like my thing. And I've done marketing before. It's not like I haven't done marketing. I've done marketing before, but I've done marketing in a very black and white way. I did marketing based off of someone else's regulations, someone else's rules. And when I actually got out of my marketing position, which I struggled with that a lot in 9 to 5, because there was no room for customization. There was no room. Like if I made a client's websites pink and purple and it was supposed to be black and white, like that's it. Like
you're fired. You're done.
Yeah. You'd be called into the office. And when I, this year just kind of started again, I went full time in my business in February of this year. And that's really when I started to, that's really when I got like really deep into my personal development, and I started creating rules for myself. And I learned this from Catherine, like you create rules based off of how people treat you, and you create rules off of your self-worth. And I was like, well, the same shit applies to my business. So, and when I started, again, when I started noticing that my business and my life started following these rules, I'm like, okay, shit, this is really working. Like I should really, really stick to this.
Keep doing
keep doing this. This is working for me. And I started to just kind of fall in place with that. And it just stuck with me. And I do that all the time. I always touch base, whether it's once a week or twice a month. I really try to kind of not rewrite them, but add to them, make sure that they still apply. Cause my life, I mean, I can be doing one thing one day and the next day I'm like, holy shit, I want to open a restaurant. It just keeps me in line with what I want to do and where my goals are and kind of where I see myself going next.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I think that that's something really important for entrepreneurs in general to learn, is that we're going to get not only like shiny object syndrome, oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
But learning how to manage that, and learning how to take what, you know, downloads are supposed to come to us and what's just like, oh, that would be a cool idea, but it's not for me.
Yeah, exactly.
That is such a, I love that. I love that you, first of all, have learned how to manage that. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was the hardest thing for me because every day I had a new idea. So I'm like, let's take it down. Let's focus on what the bigger picture is. And if it didn't fall in line with what my vision was, it wasn't meant for me at that moment. So
that was, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because that's like one of the leading principles that I teach to people in general. Is that's one of the first things that I have my clients do, is I have them sit down and date a piece of paper for 10 years from the future and write down a journal entry as detailed as possible from the start of your day to the end of the day, what you wore, what you ate, who you hung out with, what you did, and everything. And whatever you're doing today, if it's
so
not
powerful.
If it's not pointed to that, stop doing it. Like that's what's wrong.
And that's so powerful. Like so powerful.
I think people are afraid to look that far into the future because it's like, oh, things can change. Yeah, things can change. Like our plans for our 10 years in the future can change, but it's just about, that's what I want right now.
So. Exactly. Exactly. And I think too, we kind of are made to feel guilty for wanting this lifestyle or thinking so far into the future. Like, I remember my mom used to be like, your heads are always in the clouds. Like, you're always just dreaming about the next thing. You're always dreaming about the next vacation or the next, you know, the next event, the next idea. And I'm like, well, yeah, but that's what's got me to where I am now. Yeah. So like where I am now, and if I want to continue to grow, I have to continue this process of evolving and kind of discovering what I want and what feels good to me. And again, that just goes back to really just creating, what are your rules?
Yeah. Well, so then tell me, so far, what has been your favorite, like your favorite part of your business right now? And maybe a hint of your favorite thing that's coming. You don't have to give anything away, but what's your favorite things going on?
My favorite thing right now would definitely be our live events. I am obsessed with meeting these women in person. They are so hungry to learn. They're so hungry just to be in our presence. And to me,
yes,
that's so humbling. Not only humbling, it's so rewarding to actually not only see them sitting in front of us and learning from us, but hitting the ground running right after it. So it's like, literally 3-4 hours after our events, they're like, you know, if they've never been on Instagram Live, they're on Instagram Live. If they didn't open a Facebook group and that's what they wanted to do, they got the Facebook group open. Like, they are just not fucking around. And that's why I love, love, love these live events. Like, they literally just fuel my soul. And I like, I just want those to grow. So for 2018, without giving anything away, that's hard. Lots more live events. Lots of different types of live events. And me and Catherine have a, well, I'm going to give it away. So no, me and Catherine have something really, really amazing in the works for business coaches and just coaches in general.
Okay.
Based off of our, again, what has worked for us, what hasn't worked for us, and what we've seen missing in the industry. So we are really, really focusing on that in the next year, in the next couple of months, but really just more live events and little secret project that we'll be working on that'll be launching sometime this spring. But it's going to change the coaching game for sure. We're excited.
That's exciting. I'm excited. Yeah, as a, so like as a life coach, is this for me or is this
for sure. It's predominantly for life coaching, because again, that's this, Catherine's a life coach, success coach, but it's really just 100%. Whether you're a fitness coach, mindset coach, financial coach, whatever, you just coach in general.
I change my title all the time.
Because we all follow the, oh yeah, me too. Like, based off of whatever I'm working on that, you know, yeah. That month.
Right now I'm an intuitive life coach. That feels good right now. That's what sounds like what I'm doing right now.
And it's okay. Cause next month you know, may have added something new or another you. And again, so I'm so with, I teach my clients, like as you evolve, like your brand is just an extension of you. So if in 6 months you're not into being a life coach anymore, like that's okay. See how you're going to reframe it. Again, if it's working for you, don't totally drop the idea, drop the business. Don't quit. That's my biggest thing. But
It's like okay small pivots.
Yeah, it's okay to do those little small pivots because it gets you to exactly where you want to be.
Yeah, no, exactly. You know, and I got to tell you, I know you've been crazy busy, so I don't know if you've been paying attention at all to like what I'm doing, but like I have been so into natal charts lately.
Okay.
I am so obsessed, dude. Like I cannot stop. Like it's all I think about. Like I'm sitting here like trying to relax, like watching TV. I'd be like, yesterday my best friend and I were like, I bet you Leslie Knope, she's definitely Capricorn, but like I wonder if she's like got Mars in Aries. She's gotta be Scorpio rising. Like I can't stop. So like that's where I'm at. I feel like I'm accessing it. Like, I don't feel like I'm learning it. Like, I feel like
it's just coming to you.
Remembering it.
Yeah.
So that has been that's really where my business has gone. It's natal chart readings and life coaching, like together.
And again, and that's something like 6 months ago might not have been anywhere on your radar.
Nothing.
But now it is. And it's okay. You don't feel guilty about making that pivot and making that change in your business. And I feel like so many people do feel guilty about it, or they feel like they're going to lose followers, or they feel like their audience is not going to like them. But your audience grows with you. But not only that, your business is honestly an accessory of you. Like, your clientele and your audience loves you for you, whether you're putting shit in a box and selling it. If they love your products and they trust you, they're going to buy it no matter what it is and what face it kind of has on it.
Girl, you are so on right now, because like, I was just telling a girl, so she is a new client of mine, and I have known her like just casually on social media for 1.5, 2 years. I gave a talk to her MLM, like it was like 2 uplines above her is like who I know, right? And so she ended up friending me. This is like, I was blogging, but I was like doing like health coach / mommy blogging is what it was. Yeah. It was like so not me at the time, but I was like trying really hard, if that makes sense.
And you were, I mean, honestly, I've known you for a while, and like everything that you come out with is amazing, because you put your all into it regardless.
Exactly. And so she's been following me since all of that. And she's just like, I'm just, you know, she was telling me that, you know, she wants to do something, but she's afraid that maybe people will judge her because she's been sharing this thing for so long. And I'm just like, girl, how, like, you're sitting here and you're paying for me to speak to you right now. Like, you paid to be in my presence for my, like, you know, input on your life, essentially, like when we break it down.
Yeah.
And you've seen me do all of these things. And do you care? She's like, oh, I guess not. I'm like, okay, then. Like, just
exactly.
Do it.
Exactly. And that's like mind blowing for some people.
It is.
But it's the guilt associated behind it that gets so people just so turned away from it. Or maybe they've seen a social media influencer who went from like having 1 million fitness followers to then going like full blown, what's the total opposite of fitness? I don't know, McDonald's sponsored, you know,
makeup like, artist.
Yeah. Like something completely opposite. But if there's small pivots that are just an evolution of you as a person, then that's okay. And then again, if you are a fitness person and you want to become a makeup artist, that's okay. Your audience may not enjoy that, but you're going to create such a new audience of people who love you that it's okay. It doesn't even matter.
That's what I, you know, because I, not many people know that when I had Fair and Frugal, so that was the brand that you met me under. And that was a, like a clean / ethical lifestyle blog. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm like a great audience member for that. Like, I've got a lot of good ideas, like just like you know what I mean? But just, it's not my thing to do with. And so I remember I ended up selling Fair and Frugal to this girl. She was one of my writers on there at the time. I'd gotten a team of contributors even. I'd gone that far, trained them how to get sponsored posts and everything. And when I sold it to her, I basically gave it to her. And I think my Instagram following at the time, not huge, but it was in the thousands. And people thought I was nuts. People were like, you just gave all of your followers away. And I'm just like, I don't know, like, whatever. Like, I'll get new ones. Like, I'm not worried about that. Like, this is my journey, you know? Exactly. The people who want to find me will find me again. And most of the people weren't, you know, whatever, like they're on Facebook. I don't know. Yeah. Like,
it's
I'm not
really a big
about
deal.
It.
And it's just a fucking number. Like at the end of the day, it's just a number. Honestly, like it's just a number. We put so much emphasis on social media followings and engagement and numbers and how many followers do you have today and how many followers do you have tomorrow that it's just like, it's so irrelevant that it's not even funny.
So like, I don't like, you don't have to answer, but I love like, I don't love everything that comes out of every single person's mouth, obviously, but I am inspired by certain things that different coaches do and different influencers do out there. And I love one of the things that Amanda Francis said recently about her, because she was talking about numbers and she was talking about how she's got like, I think it's like 13,000 email subscribers or something like that. And she's a 7-figure earner this year. And I thought I love the transparency. I think that's really cool because it inspires people who are just starting, who think that like, oh my God, I've got to have so many people for me to turn a dollar. That's where those limiting beliefs start from, just from little seeds right there. So you don't have to answer. I first of all do, before I even ask the question, I want to like tell you, I love how your business model is sometimes. Like I can see your like progression of like, you know, sign up here to do our like Facebook lives. I'm just like, God, you guys are so good at this. Like you're so genius at like, that it, because you know, it's value. Like you're not trying to trick anybody, like give us your email. Okay. But like, we're not going to spam you. This is all value. Like mm-hmm. come to our free live. And I just, mm-hmm. I fucking love it. But so many people are just like, let me put out like a dumb free PDF checklist.
Oh my
like,
gosh.
Yeah. Your, you know, and it's like, nobody wants your fucking checklist, dude.
No, nobody.
Sorry. Like, nobody. Nobody wants it. Okay. Put your checklist away and give them something valuable or don't give them anything. I have a box to subscribe on my page and it's like, no clickbait. Do you want in or not?
Yeah, seriously. And it's almost comical. Wait, hold on. Before I even...
But the question is...
Yeah, what's your question?
What does your list look like?
So I have about 1,800 subscribers, which wow. I have... Wow! Yeah, but that... It's not... And see, to me, that's like, oh, it's whatever.
No, I know. I'm just like at, like... 1,800 is not like in the grand scheme of things, like for anyone listening, if you don't own a business, it's not that many. Like,
no, really, it's not at all. Like I have
not a big list. That's awesome.
That's me
I love
not
you.
Promoting. Like, that's not me. Like I don't promote my list really because it's not,
No, you promote like an event or something.
Yeah. Like we promote an event, we promote a product, we promote like if we're doing a workshop or something like that. But like that's really as far as my email list goes. And it's bad because I preach to my students, like really focus on building your email list. Really focus on building your email list.
I think we always don't do the thing that we tell them to do.
I know. That's like the one thing that I'm like, okay, well, I'm not really focusing on building my list. Like shit, I'm so bad like of a teacher for that. But it is something that, again, I'm working on. It's something that I know that's one of like the soft spots in my business that I have to personally work on. And so like I'm honest about that, that's no big deal. But you like even with my 18, even when I had 100 subscribers, like it really didn't matter. Like those 100 subscribers, as long as they're a loyal fan base and they didn't come up from like a dumbass free, like a dumb tech list, like, and I don't have any freebies that are like that because we talk about like premium freebies. Like I tell this to my clients all the time, like if it's not premium and you actually wouldn't pay for it, don't give it away for free. Like nobody wants
some
like stupid checklist, like you said. Nobody wants a little snippet of your ebook. Either give the whole damn book away for free or don't do it at all. Like, or not 3 pages of your ebook. And like, oh if you God. Want the rest, it's $12.99. No, just give an ebook that you want to give away as a freebie and then like publish your book. Like the big,
yes. You know,
if you really like, if you want to do it that way, but again, it's a premium freebie. I have my lead right now, which pretty much subscribers that I've gotten have come from just a library that I have, just full of like different business resources and sample contracts. But that's like it. I haven't really promoted it. I haven't done ads on it. I'm sure if I did take the time again, where you put your attention, it expands. But that's just where I haven't put my attention. So eventually that's something that I'm going to be working on for the next kind of few months of my business. But again, it's not like super high on my priority list because there's other things that fuel my soul more, like live events and speaking engagements and working. I'm working on myself on publishing a book. So like those are all the things right now that I see my brand going. And it may, again, it's just not where I'm putting my emphasis right now.
All right, so I don't know about y'all, but I used to have this constant struggle in my life trying to balance actual life while also trying to feed my mind with great personal development. And I remember growing up, I read whole books in a day. I love books. But as an adult with about 1,000 more things to do every day, I have a hard time actually picking up a book and being able to finish it in a time frame that feels really good to my Capricorn self. Enter Audible. I'm gonna be honest, I was resistant at first. I was a hardcore paper-loving book nerd, and I still do love a good book. I love feeling the pages and smelling the binding. But the thing is, I know my limitations in life right now. With an endless to-do list, albeit mostly full of things I absolutely love to do, but that's not the point. I still need to get my personal development fix in where I can. And Audible has been a godsend.
I listen in the car, when I'm cooking, doing dishes, when I'm at the gym. I'm just constantly feeding my mind and soul. So I want to give you the gift of books with a 30-day trial to Audible, complete with a free credit to download whatever calls your name right now. Just go to www.audibletrial.com/Tiffany Purdy and voila, you've got books. So remember, that's www.audibletrial.com/Tiffany Purdy. That's one word. And remember, it's Tiffany with an I at the end. All right. Thanks so much, guys. Now back to the show.
So I am like, whatever. I don't know. This is just something when I hear about people not focusing on building your list, I have to tell this story because I feel like you have to tell this story to people that you teach. So I'm going to tell it here on the podcast. Awesome. So, do you know, oh my God, what is her name? Krista, I think her last name is Dixon. Anyway, she had a website last year and she rebranded it and it's like blogging with a side of woo. It was like pretty blogging. I don't remember I can't remember the name of the website now. Oh, this is very upsetting. But anyway, she had a really, she's got a gorgeous website. She's really popular on Pinterest is where you find her. If you have ever looked up anything on Pinterest, like how to start a blog, whatever, blog beautifully is her website. And now it's like blogging with a side of woo. And it's funny, like she just, you know, popped that out last year. And her blog is really all about like setting it up to make it look nice. Right. So anyway, I remember I had gotten into her Facebook group and very active Facebook group. And at the time it was one of the higher, count numbers that I'd been in, you know, for it being that active. It was like, I think 5,000 or 6,000 maybe. And always growing. And then I went to go in there one day, like I had literally been interacting in a thread that morning. And then I went to go back to the thread that afternoon and the group was gone.
Oh yeah.
Totally gone. And I got an email later in the day from Krista. She was emailing her mailing list.
Yep.
And she's like, yep, you're right, everybody. My Facebook group is gone, you guys. Like, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she didn't delete it. So the name of her Facebook group, this is also just like another thing for everyone to know. The name of her Facebook group was like, I don't remember, it was like Girl Boss, like bloggers, like group or something. This is before, you know, Sophia Amoruso's Girl Boss. This was before all that. She's had this Facebook group forever and ever, but all of a sudden, you know, it started to blow up and boom, there's getting the trademark. Facebook just removed her shit without any question, without any notice, without anything. And I'm sure that you know this. And I just feel like, oh my God, everyone needs to know this.
Another additional story. Yeah, it can happen to anybody.
It can happen to your Pinterest account, mm-hmm. Whatever, because you don't own it. And so that is the only reason that I tell people that if you're going to start a business to like, just at least like think about a mailing, like if you don't have one,
yes, put some type of freebie on your page.
Just have a Facebook group. Like you have
no.
Needs to be just more than
one. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And again, I preach this to my clients just because.
Tell me your story too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I just had a client. Literally, she was one of those clients who was very, very hesitant on email lists, and she didn't like getting bombarded with emails or writing them, and just she was just really hesitant on the whole email list thing. Because it's one of the first things that we work on with our clients is setting up their sales funnel in order to build their email list. That's like priority number one for us.
Yeah.
And have your freebie, again, do all the work for you. You're not actively promoting. And again, just with me not actively promoting my freebie list, I've gotten 1,800 in the past couple of months.
I love that.
Just from people just stumbling across my content and that kind of thing. So imagine if you were actively promoting it. And this is what I was trying to explain to her. And she had about 26,000 followers on Instagram. And her account was just deleted out of nowhere. No questions asked. And mind you, she was getting sponsored posts. She was really, really big.
Which is probably where all of her money was coming from.
Oh yeah, through Instagram. All of it was her social media. influence and her media kit and all of that was through Instagram.
I'm like, my heart is breaking for her right now. Like, I don't even know what to do.
Yeah, that's kind of where she was at, because she was just like, I don't have an email list, because she had zero at this point, like zero emails. She didn't start a Facebook group. She wasn't big on having a Facebook group. So this hurt like big time. Like, this has really, really, really hurt her business, because she has nothing to fall back on. Again, she's rebuilding her social media account, but she has no way to connect with those 26,000 followers that loved her content. Right. Brands now that she had contracts with, they
don't care about her, yeah, because she has no influence.
Yeah, you have no influence, no Instagram, no Facebook group. So again, like, that, you guys take anything from that, like, you guys don't own.
Don't live just one place ever. Yeah,
don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Ever.
Have them a little bit sparse out. Again, just focus on whatever feels good to you. You don't have to be on every social media platform.
Right, yes.
If Instagram and Facebook is just what you like, Facebook, Instagram, whatever, like, vice versa, or Twitter or whatever, just make sure that that's what works for you. But don't just think that that's your full business. Like, you still not somewhat need a website. You still need a landing page. Like, you still need something in order.
Something. Yeah, even content. If it's like an Infusionsoft or, you know, one of those kind of deals, a ConvertKit even, for the love of God, you can get a landing page with ConvertKit, even if you don't want to host a website. Cause I know that for a lot of people that I've talked to, they just like, they don't want to hire a webmaster, but they're so overwhelmed. Like, I take for granted the fact that, like, I've worked in a lot of, like, if not editing jobs, you know, where I had to work in WordPress or content writing before this, before I was an entrepreneur, I was just like a freelance writer. So, like, I already know WordPress, but that is a luxury that I have that a lot of people don't. And so I definitely think that that's where they get, you know, it's like so easy to just grow your Instagram following and just live on Instagram, but then they don't realize that, it can just,
you're trying to monetize,
ripped out from under you. You can't, literally. You got to expand at some point, but So then why don't you tell me just like one last thing. I don't know if you had to give like one bit of information to someone who's like searching and just like not quite there yet. What would you say?
So that's such a good question. And again, everybody's different, but honestly, my biggest advice is just be patient with yourself. I'm so type A, and I'm so like, I see things being done a certain way and I want it done that way, that when it doesn't happen my way, I kind of get butthurt about it. And I've had to learn how to be so, so patient and delicate with myself. I literally kind of treat myself like, almost not like a porcelain doll, because I'm not saying I'm fragile or anything like that, but I've learned to just be very, very aware of how I feel. I'm very gentle with myself. I don't push myself if I don't want to be pushed. I'm very aware of that now. Before, I would just run myself into the ground, which I feel like is all masculine, all that masculine energy. I was just like, hustle, 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 hustle. Even if you're on hour 95 this week, hustle, hustle, hustle.
Doesn't matter. Keep going. You're not there yet.
Yeah, like, you're not there yet. Like, if you stop now.
I bet you were getting sick all the time.
Hair was falling out. Yes. I was gaining weight.
Totally.
I always had a cold. I always had a sinus infection.
Yes.
I didn't even, to go onto the girl parts, like, I wasn't even getting my periods. Like, I knew I was all fucked up. So again, I just being patient with yourself, like, success, everybody sees our businesses now, and I by no means think that I'm where I want to be, but I'm getting there and we're growing our brand.
You're growing.
So many people are like, oh my gosh, like, you're done. Like, what are you going to do now? I'm like, no, not done. Like, this is just the beginning of it. Like, it's such an evolution. That being patient, finding that balance, like, that's my biggest advice to someone just starting their business. It's not all hustle. There has to be some flow in there. There has to be some feminine energy to know when to stop, to know when it's just too much. If you don't feel like working, don't freaking work that day. Like, again, that's where I've had to have that. My business is not separate from my personal life. They're one. And when I feel like working, I work, even if it's, you know, at the dinner table. That's just my thing. If I want to work, I want to work. And when I don't want to work, I don't want to work. Like, it is just, it is what it is.
I need to see your natal chart. Like, it's like, I'm like sitting here, like, just like for my own satisfaction. What year were you born in?
93.
Okay. So I wonder if, you probably are. Taurus. Do you have a Chiron in Leo? Do you know?
I have no, had a natal chart done and I have no idea other than her explaining it to me, I have no idea what the hell was on there.
It probably because I keep dealing with people in this generation. It's like 92, 93, 94, I think, is the Chiron and Leo generation. But what you were saying about when an idea doesn't work out, that you take it personally, to me, that's a Chiron and Leo thing, is that they're very...
Yeah, well, I used to.
Right, because you're more aware of it now, but it's
I'm so aware of it now.
But they, and it's like, all I think a Chiron and Leo needs is self-awareness about it, and so that they could start, like, just looking at the mirror of it. But before that, it's like, they need to be, I was describing it to a friend of mine who's a fellow Chiron in Cancer. I was like, I'm so tired of dealing with, like, socializing with people in this Chiron and Leo generation, because you have to say everything just the right way, and my Capricorn moon, like, just doesn't know how to take it, and I'm tired of the emotional coddling. They need to be, like, stroked all the time, and it's like, I'm busy, go stroke yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I'm a Taurus, too, so I feel like I have that.
Pride. Like, you don't want anyone to stroke you.
Yeah, I don't want
you.
Don't tell me I'm doing a good job. But you also need them to stroke you.
God.
My husband thinks I'm fucking crazy. He's like, well, tell me I'm doing a good job. And I'm like, I don't need you to tell me I'm doing a good job. I know I'm doing a good job. But then I'm like, oh, I'm a failure.
I'm not being acknowledged enough.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the story of my life. So
I love it.
With self-awareness, I, again, not when ideas don't go my way, or like, and me and Catherine joke about this all the time. Before any one of our live events, shit hits the fan like nobody's business. And anybody else would run from these situations. Like, anybody else would be like, you know what? Throw in the towel. It's a done deal. Cancel the event. And we're like, no, like, we get so excited because we know, like, some good shit is just going to happen. Like,
this just means that we're getting what we want.
Yeah, this just means we're getting what we want. So let's just not, like, let's not fret about it. And I remember, like, before our first live Biz Babe event in Vegas, like, we saw so many twos, so many fives, and we're like, okay, what the hell do we, like, we're not worried right now, so maybe, like, the universe is just pre-warning us. And I shit you not, like, 3 hours after we saw, like, 222 500 times and, like, different fives, shit hit the fan like nobody's business. And mind you, this is, like, not even 24 hours before our first event. Like, if you name it, it went wrong. And we show that as an example. It's like, even when shit goes wrong, and mind you, that was probably one of our best events. And I was going on no sleep. Catherine hadn't eaten. I hadn't eaten. Our team was running around like a crazy person. And it was amazing. Like, it was just absolutely amazing. It was mind-blowing the amount of breakthroughs that these women had. And it just calls to show, like, if we would have been like, you know what, fuck it. Like, this is not meant for us, just because shit didn't go right.
Maybe you wouldn't be planning the fourth one right now.
Exactly. Or, you know, and everything else that's going on with it. So, like, that, again, and it just goes back to self-awareness. Just be self-aware. Know when things are for you. If it feels good, it's for you. If it gets you excited and it gets you out of bed every day, that's meant for you. If it's draining and you're resistant towards it and you're having any type of hesitation for it, it's not for you. Like, that's just it. That's my yes or no, and that's the way that I make decisions.
Oh my God, yes. Like, please and thank you. That was, like, how I knew I was supposed to get rid of Fair and Frugal. Mm-hmm. People thought I was nuts. They were like,
it just didn't feel good.
Like, this is such a good idea. You built such a following. People love you, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't care. Like, it drives
me nuts. People feel that energy. People feel that resistance, like, that you have.
It's like fake. Yes. And
it's like a wall. And people don't know, like, what is it about her that is just, like, just doesn't sit right with me? Or what about her content? Just, like, why doesn't it resonate with me? And it's that resistance. And I've seen this with, you know, six, seven-figure coaches and coaches that are making their first $1 million a year. And it's just, I have that towards them. And I know them personally. Like, I know why I'm having that resistance towards your content, because I know you personally and I know you're full of shit. But that is just, like, it's just a give or take. And being, again, we pride ourselves in that. Integrity is, like, the number one thing that we talk about at Biz Babe, and ethics, mm-hmm. and business ethics, because it's just so kind of, like, lost in this digital world. So
I gotta be honest, it's so obvious, even sitting on the outside, like even before I got like closer, you know, because, you know, I've done Rich Babe now, and I've done like some, you know, some of the other programs now. So now that I've seen a little bit closer, and I have like the knowledge that Catherine, you know, is a person of integrity and over delivers, you know, you know, and I know that from experience. Even before I knew that, like I knew, you know, and it is such a, it is such an energetic thing. And
yeah, it's all energy.
It really is.
It's all, and this is again where the woo combines with the can't, like I've had business owners come to me and they're like, I have the best restaurant, the best recipes, the best employees. Why am I not making any sales? And I'm like, well, it could be because you have a shitty mindset. You don't treat your employees with grace. You're unappreciative of the clients and the work that you do have. And again, it just all goes back to what you pride yourself in. Exactly. Not setting the standard for yourself.
And being specific enough. Exactly. Like, oh, I want 7 figures. Well, can you, what is the number? Exactly. And what do you want it for? Like, for what? Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay.
Exactly.
Well, I love you. This has been absolutely amazing. Gorgeous. You are so wonderful.
Thank you for having me.
I can't wait to see everything. Like everything that's coming. Just like you guys, like you all, like I know that we like the internet, right? That we kind of like mush you and Catherine together as like a single entity. And I don't think that you guys mind it necessarily, but I do want to honor you and your work like by yourself, because like, I think it also is something to be said that like, you know, you're kind of the, it's like the foundational support.
The brains behind the operation.
I didn't want to say that because I don't want to like undermine Catherine.
No, Catherine is all, that girl is creative content galore. That is again, that's where we like to keep her at. That's her focus as her being my client. That's my priority, is to make sure that she's in constant creativity.
She's not the one who has to sit here and type out a fucking, you know, worksheet. That's not her thing.
And we have, and luckily we've grown into having a team that can support us and do all of that stuff. But on, I am the practical side of her business. And she is all woo, all mindset, all spiritual, like that's
but
just.
But I do want to honor that though, that like, Catherine is one who gets all the glory, right? And shit, but like, but for real, like, you know, her website is stunning. Her graphics are always on point. You can always tell when a product is a Manifestation Babe product, and that is a product of your work. And so you are awesome, and I love you.
Thanks, girl. Thanks. We appreciate it. And again, we're growing together. We're combining. Not only are we creating this business, us together, but we have our separate businesses that just, we're just like one big family. Our teams interlock with
each other. That's what it looks like. It's beautiful. It's inspiring.
Thank you. Thank you. And it's so possible. And again, this sisterhood and this finding your people and finding your tribe, like I can't stress that enough. Like we wouldn't be where we are today if it wasn't that we had each other.
For each other, yes.
Not even on a business level. I'm talking about personal. Yes. Like she'll text me and she's like, bitch, I'm going crazy. And I'm like, it's not just you, like it's me too.
Yes.
And if I didn't have that support from her and she didn't have that for me, like we'd be in a totally different headspace. Nobody really understands what you're going through unless they are in that world with you, which is why the digital community is so inner niche and so kind of, you know, we spend so much time on social media because that's where our people are.
It's yes, it's where my people live right now. I have a couple of people, like thank God you actually are someone who happens to live relatively close to me, so that's kind of cool. But most of the time, like
nobody lives here.
Right? Yeah, nobody lives here. You know that allegedly our area is supposed to be like the number one, like most like in demand place for entrepreneurs right now and startups.
I've heard that. But like, where are they? I don't see them. I don't see any co-working space. I don't see people working at the coffee shops. Like,
you know, I want a co-working space where I could bring my kid. Can someone please make that
happen? Like a daycare? That's genius.
Someone needs to, and it's not going to be me because I have too many fucking things going on already.
Somebody who's, that's their zone of genius. So if anybody's listening, create that shit in Tampa, Florida, please.
Because we need you.
Yeah, we need you. And if I found, again, and this is why I love live events, because we get so caught up being behind the computer that when these women actually meet each other and they realize that they're cut from the same cloth, they have the same interests, they're going through the same struggles, it's so beautiful to see the sisterhood that they create after these events, which is why we do them. So many people are like, do BizBabe online, do a digital version of BizBabe. And I'm like, you guys don't get it. Like, we can talk about, we can regurgitate this content no matter where. We could put it on a podcast, we could put it in a book, we could put it in a video, but you cannot get
the experience.
Yeah, you can't get the experience, and you're sitting next to 15 other women plus two mentors who not only have gone through what you were going through, because we all kind of go through these similar emotions, yes, and these similar things when we're starting a business, but you just found 15 other women to support you on a mission, yes, and on a journey that you wouldn't necessarily have that support if you wouldn't have gone through this experience.
No, and having like gone through something like Rich Babe, for example, like that is an online, you know, group like, yeah, coaching experience. I definitely have friends that I've gained through Rich Babe, but like they're not, it's not the same. Like it would not be the same camaraderie if we had sat down and come together every week for 6 weeks in person.
And a perfect example of that is everyone that comes to our live events gets our group coaching programs as a bonus. And with one of my rounds of legacy branding, I had new people in there who had purchased just because the program was open. And then I had my girls from Vegas in that group. And you can definitely tell my girls they knew each other. They were on every single day live. Like every one of my sessions, they come online. I had all 15 of them staring back at me compared to... I had like my little stragglers that I had that I kind of like emailed them. Hey, what's going on? I don't see you on the class, but that's okay. Like, here's the replay link. But you can tell like they were so excited. It was like a party every time that we got on the live or on a coaching call because they knew each other. They personally have sat through. They've cried together. They've wiped each other's tears. They've gone through an experience of very emotional and very...
They've invested financially, energetically, emotionally,
exactly,
personally, physically, exactly, in every way. They have like actually invested themselves.
And you could
half-assed investment.
Exactly. And you can feel it. Like these people flew across the country to be in a location together at the same time. And it's really beautiful. And like, that's one thing that we won't take away from our live experiences. We love them being intimate because you find that sisterhood of women. And that is like, that's also one of my biggest tips for someone who is just starting their business. Find your tribe, like find your group of women or men or whatever feels good to you. Because you need it to stay sane on this crazy train. So.
Yes. Cause there will there's a reason that most businesses fail. It's not because like the business itself fails. It's just because the person quits.
Yeah, exactly.
Like they quit before it took off.
Exactly.
Because they didn't have the right support. Mm-hmm. They, for whatever
reason. Support is the biggest, whether it's from your family, your friends. And if you can't get it, like I didn't have the family support when I started my business. If I had a dollar for every time my mom called me fucking crazy for quitting my job and starting my business, I'd be a millionaire.
Already.
I'd be a millionaire yesterday. And again, too, even my husband wasn't, it's not that he wasn't supportive, but he just didn't understand.
Skeptical.
He didn't know it was possible, you can make money online, like I don't get this shit, like what are you
it still
about?
Blows my mind that people don't know that.
Nobody knows that
when I go out into the world and it's so funny how my mindset has changed. I'm like looking at
you know, like pin them out.
Okay, like I'm talking to somebody and I'm like talking about like, you know, blah blah blah, oh yeah, I'm looking at this house like to maybe do an event at, and yeah, it's like monthly, you know, maybe rent it out for a month, it's like $10,000. And they're like, you know, giving me this like face, like this shocked face, like, oh my God, like $10,000. I'm like, it's 10,000, like what?
Yeah. And it just shows that's where you have to find people who are okay with that type of verbiage, because if not, you've shocked the shit out of everybody. Like I remember and especially if you hear Catherine and I's conversation, because we literally see like no limit to anything.
Right. Exactly. People
think we're, even our own spouses, like Brennan and Chris, think we're fucking crazy.
That's so funny to me. They can still have doubt.
They still.
Like, look at you guys.
Yeah, they still have doubt.
Like, go home, guys.
It's the funniest shit ever. We're like, okay, whatever. Just keep your limiting beliefs to yourself. But it's funny.
Thank you.
Me and her, we were in Bali and we're like, she's like, you want to go to Singapore? And I'm like, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Mind you, we're in Bali. We had her.
Well, and your schedules were so packed at the time. That's the reason it's unrealistic. Like, cause y'all had
We were planning her proposal also. So like her proposal was mixed in here that she didn't know about, but in my head, Singapore sounds like a great fucking idea. Why not? We can swing up Singapore for like 8-9 hours on a Sunday, the day before your proposal. And Brennan and Chris were like, absolutely not. Like, it's not happening. Like, we got into the biggest fight in Bali, all four of us, because of it. And it's funny because, like, to us, that was no big deal. But when we sat down and thank God we have people like that now that understand. We're like, we were flying to Singapore for 3 hours there, 3 hours back, to sit on, like, just to be there for 8-9 hours, which we're crazy enough to totally do. But it definitely would have drained us. It definitely would have been just a bit much with our schedules. But that's the kind of stuff, like, other people are like, you're just going to get up and go to Singapore in the middle of being in Bali. And we're like, yeah, no big deal.
It's close.
It's like 3 hours. It's no big deal. But I've had to surround myself with people like that, because the same conversations that I have, say maybe you or with her, or now with my husband or whatever, where they kind of see where we are, compared to having conversations with people who have either that lack mindset or whatever it is, or who, like, I've had
people. It's like aggressive sometimes people get. It's not like a lack or fear. I feel like they're just like, no, like, having the audacity to think that you could possibly have 5-figure, 6-figure months. Don't get mad.
And be
yourself.
Exactly. And people think we were just visiting my husband's family for Thanksgiving, and they have no clue. Like, we literally were sitting on the couch all day, and like, I had 4 or 5 sales come in, and like, this process, and they're watching it because we're talking about it. They hear our conversation, but they're like, what did you just sell for that much? And like, who is your clientele? And like, what is it that you guys do? Like, you're just sitting on the couch. Like, and I'm like,
right, they think that you're like scamming people.
Yeah.
Like, do you not understand? Yeah. The content is already done.
Yeah. They're like, what is it that you guys do? What Ponzi scheme are you selling? Like, I'm like, no, like, that's not the way that this works. But they just don't get it. And that's why you have to surround yourself with people who do
get it.
So that they don't limit you, so that you can literally be like, the sky's the limit. And they're like, yeah, sky's the limit. Like, why not? So
that's so true.
It's so empowering.
I see that all day long in the Manifestation Babe timeline feed too, is like, oh, you know, I want to do this, blah, blah, blah. I was just starting, but then so-and-so said this, you know, my husband, my boyfriend, my mom, my whatever,
anybody.
My best friend, my aunt, you know, said I was stupid. Now I feel stupid. And it's like, well, God damn, I wish that, like, I wish I had a freaking penny for every time I heard that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it shouldn't. Like, again, once I was so, so focused on my vision, I didn't give a shit who.
I had blinders on.
Like,
that's
I was like 100 miles per hour. Like, you're gonna get ran over if you get.
Your dot for breakfast. Yeah.
Exactly, and even like my husband knew that. He was kind of like, okay, like, I'm gonna let you do your thing. And then he started seeing it roll in, and then business started to take off, because again, I've had multiple businesses, so this is not like, to him, this is just another one of my crazy ideas, but this is until he really started to trust my process and really trust that that this is what I wanted to do and this is what was making me happy. You could genuinely see that I'm happy. That's when he started to really get on board with me. But again, I needed myself, and once I loved myself and once I figured out what makes me happy and what fuels me and what fulfills me, I didn't really care what anybody had to say, because I knew how I felt about myself and I knew exactly where I was headed, and like, I didn't need anybody's approval.
You know where it's headed, you know people, you know it's valuable, you know you have value to bring to the world. Oh my God.
And again, I tell people this, like, when you quit, you are robbing people of your gift. Whatever your gift is, you're literally robbing them of this. You're robbing them of the breakthroughs. You're robbing them of the financial freedom if you're a financial coach. You are robbing them from, you know, never finding their soulmate if you're a relationship coach.
Yes.
You're literally robbing people. Like,
I think about that, like, on days where I've wanted to quit, where I've been like, this is too hard.
Somebody needs you today.
But yeah, and I will get a freaking message from someone or a random email from someone I've never known, never heard about, and they've been like, I just found your podcast. I'm going to cry thinking about this. You know, like, I just found your podcast, and, you know, I just want to let you know you changed my life today.
Yeah.
And it's like, fuck, dude. Like, all right. Like, when I can't
show the fuck up,
I show up for them. And like, I can't stress this enough. Even if you think that there is no one out there, like, listening to you, like, I promise you, there is at least one person hanging on your every fucking word.
Yeah.
And just like, hoping that you'll succeed, because like, when you do, that gives them permission.
Exactly.
Oh, seriously.
It's so inspiring. And again, that's just, It's just what we live by. Like, that's just, again, those are one of the rules that I've set up for myself. And when you don't feel like working, again, when I have that resistance, it's just because I need to go back internally and figure out what's going on within me. But that doesn't mean I don't show up for my people. That doesn't mean that if I have a conference call, I'm not going to show up to it. Doesn't mean that if I have an interview.
I'm just going to skip it and go to Bali.
Yeah, like, I'm just going to, like, yeah, that's just not on my radar for today. Like, no, like, that's just not. You commit, you stick to it. And again, like, success, like, this is actually Catherine's quote: success is not for the lucky, success is for the obsessed. And we live by that. Like, you have to be obsessed with your business. You have to be obsessed with the day in and day out. And business can be boring as fuck. Like, we understand that. Like, getting on social media, if that's not your thing, writing an email, if that's not your thing, it can be really draining. But when you think about the bigger picture, and that's always what I have in my mind when I'm thinking about business, when I'm writing an email, I'm doing this for something so much bigger than me that I'm literally robbing people of these opportunities if I don't show the fuck up.
Well, and sometimes I have to, like, even give it, like, put myself in the perspective of, like, okay, like, no, this isn't the most fun aspect of my business right now. So let me identify that and let me know that that's one of the first things that I'm checking off. You know what I mean? And, like, for me, it's not even my business. Like, I don't care about writing emails. I don't care about any of that. For me, the first thing is going to be, like, hiring someone to clean my house.
Like, yeah, that's important as shit. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, those are the jobs that I will
outsource
my energetic.
Yep.
Exactly. That's my first thing to outsource. But if your thing is writing emails, if your thing is, you know, doing your Twitter feed or whatever, you know, you can hire someone to do that eventually and let that be your fuel. Like, let me show up until I can hire a team and, you know, write that down in your business journal. Like, I'm so happy and grateful. Even if you think you sound fucking crazy, like, I'm so happy and grateful for the team that I'm able to support.
And, like, don't feel guilty for wanting it. That's my biggest
thing. Not at all.
Yeah, don't feel guilty for wanting a housekeeper. Don't feel guilty for wanting a maid or a nanny or whatever.
Build their whole you know exactly. What I say to myself, that, like, I go, like, this deep into it. I am so, like, I am taking someone else's job right now. Someone who loves taking care of kids.
Exactly.
Like, not that I don't love taking care of my kid, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, someone
that's
who loves this. Exactly. Someone who is, like, Virgo type A, wants to clean a house, like, has built their whole business on this. Like, I'm taking her job right now, and I'm resentful about it too. I don't have time for this.
Exactly. Okay?
That's who I do it for, you know, or maybe you're doing it for the social media manager out there. Maybe you're doing it for, you know, you're branding your business.
Such a great reframe.
And everything can be. Everything can be. That's bottom line. All right. Well, I love you.
I love you. And thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you learned something valuable. And if you did, it would be so rad if you'd hit the subscribe button and share this with your friends. And if you're interested in learning more about how to work with me, hop on over to the Moxie and Magic Mavens Facebook group or find me directly at www.tiffanypurdy.com. And remember, that's Tiffany with an I at the end. I'll catch you next time.